Hey everyone, it's your host, Anahat O'Connor. By now, you've hopefully heard our latest episode of Body Unboxed by Pearson about pre-diabetes. But what you really need to hear are the scientific details. So we asked Dr. Joan to read from her Pearson textbook, Nutrition and You, as special bonus content for our listeners. Enjoy.
All forms of diabetes involve insulin and unregulated blood glucose levels. Some are due to insulin resistance, and others are due to a lack of insulin production. The two most common types are type 1 diabetes and type 2 diabetes. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease, and it is rarer than type 2 diabetes. It usually begins in childhood and the early adult years, although it can begin at any age, and is found in about 5 to 10% of the individuals with diabetes in the United States. The immune system of people with type 1 diabetes actually destroys the insulin-producing cells in the pancreas. Symptoms such as increased thirst, frequent urination, constant blurred vision, hunger, weight loss, and fatigue are common as the glucose can't get into the cells of the body. If not treated with insulin, the person is susceptible to the dangers of ketoacidosis. Individuals with type 1 diabetes must take insulin every day to live a normal life. Now, type 2 diabetes is the more common form of diabetes, accounting for about 90 to 95% of those being diagnosed. Being overweight increases the risk of type 2 diabetes. People with type 2 diabetes typically produce inadequate amounts of insulin and have become insulin resistant. After several years of exhausting their insulin-producing cells in the pancreas, their production of insulin typically decreases to the point where they have to take medication and/or insulin to manage their blood glucose levels. Now we have another situation. It's called pre-diabetes. And sometimes a person's blood glucose levels are not high enough to be diagnosed as having type 2 diabetes, but they are still chronically above the ideal levels. This condition is called pre-diabetes. Unfortunately, over 95 million U.S. adults, that's 1 in 3, have pre-diabetes. People with pre-diabetes are at a higher risk of developing not only diabetes, but also heart disease and other health issues. So the problem with a blood glucose level that's higher than normal chronically, it can damage vital organs over time. Diabetes, and even pre-diabetes, if it is poorly managed, increases the likelihood of a multitude of dire effects in the body. So it's so important to have it identified if you're to have pre-diabetes or diabetes and do something about it. Both can be prevented and may be reversed. Recent research has suggested that shedding some excess weight, as little as 5 to 7% of excess body weight, and eating a balanced, high-fiber, healthy diet that is lower in added sugars may be the best strategy to lowering the risk of developing diabetes and prediabetes. In contrast, a higher intake of added sugars, especially if they are consumed from sweetened beverages such as soda, fruit drinks, and sweetened teas and coffees, increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes among adults. When it comes to winning the battle against diabetes and pre-diabetes, a healthful diet and lifestyle is the best game plan. A landmark study by the Diabetes Prevention Program of more than 3,000 individuals with pre-diabetes showed that those who made changes in their lifestyle, such as losing some weight, exercising 2.5 hours a week, eating a plant-forward, heart-healthy diet, and meeting with a health professional such as a registered dietitian nutritionist for ongoing support and education were 58% less likely to develop type 2 diabetes than those who did not partake in such intervention.
Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Pearson textbook, Nutrition and You. On our next episode of Body Unboxed, we're talking all about ultra-processed foods. So make sure you subscribe.